Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Well, my goodness, the PGA, LIV Golf and the DP World Tour have announced that they're all going to merge. It is sensational, controversial, shocking news. RTE's Greg Allen joins me now, along with Dr. Sean O'Connell of UCC School of Law and the UCC Centre for Sports, Economics and Law. You're both very welcome to the programme, but my God, Greg, I didn't expect this. Did you? Yeah,
nearly swerved the car when I heard, actually. Actually, it's ESPN who are on site at the Canadian Open, which is the event that's on this week. They went up to a player and the player simply said, and this player should know what's going on, no expletive deleted way. Yeah. So there's going to be a strong reaction towards this. But just to give you the background to this, it is a bombshell. The PGA Tour, the DP World Tour and LIV Golf have reached an agreement. They've signed the agreement, in fact. So it's all, the ink is dry on this. It combines the public investment fund's golf-related commercial businesses. So the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia funds LIV Golf 100%. And it is basically, they are the purse string holders and LIV Golf is their product. So does LIV Golf sort of fade away after this year? That looks like it will be the case because at the moment, the commercial businesses and rights of the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour, along with those of the PIF, will be formed into a new collectively owned for-profit entity. No mention that the word LIV will be used. Now, the Public Investment Fund is, as I said, where this is all coming from. And they fund LIV to the point of, you know, putting so many gazillions into the sport that it's elevated prize funds everywhere because they had to come up, the PGA Tour's prize funds had to rise to provide a credible alternative for their players to be thwarted from joining LIV. Mm-hmm. And things were going very well in court. There are several court cases which have been ongoing for the past few months. The DP World Tour, which is the old European Tour, they effectively won their case. They were allowed to sanction players who went from the DP World Tour over to LIV. That happened on the 6th of April, just at the start of the Masters. A week later, the PGA Tour had a major win against LIV in what was an antitrust case that LIV were taking against the PGA Tour. Antitrust being anti-competition. Mm-hmm. And the judge in that case said that she was not willing to split the case into two, which would have expedited how quickly it would have gone. It was effectively kicking the LIV golf case against the PGA Tour down the road for 2 years. And that they were the words of the judge. So things were not going LIV's way. In addition to that, for over the Christmas New Year period, when LIV were trying to recruit players, they announced, Greg Norman announced that there were going to be six players from the world's top 20 joining LIV. Nobody from the world's top 20 over that period of time joined LIV. They got the world number 34, Thomas Peters. So things were not going so well for LIV. And critical in all this, no mention of the name of Greg Norman. And that brings to mind the fact that maybe the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour were not willing to have these negotiations with Greg Norman at the table. And I think a prerequisite for this deal is that Greg Norman is off the table and away and gone forever. Well, I think that's the case.
Okay, but can I ask you this before, and all of these guys will be lawyered up to look at the T's and the I's being crossed and dotted and so on. We have our own lawyer and I'll come to him in just a second, Greg. Can I ask you about the likes of Rory McIlroy, who have been recoiled from LIV and everything associated with it and talked about it as a cloud over the sport and talked about the integrity of golf and so on. Is the likes of Rory McIlroy, will he be dismayed by the fact that this money now is merging with the PGA Tour?
Yeah, well, Rory McIlroy is going to be doing a press conference at the Canadian Open tomorrow. It's going to be very interesting to see what he's going to say, whether it's today or whether they bring it forward today. Because of this news, it's very interesting. Rory McIlroy is not just any player who has spoken out against LIV. He is the chairman of the player advisory group on the PGA Tour. He has a seat on the PGA Tour board. Did he know that this was ongoing while others didn't? I don't know. That may be something we'll find out. It does seem as though this has been so hasty because really things only started going against LIV since early April in a way which kind of probably made them feel whatever the accusations were of sport washing, that the, you know, LIV Golf Series was, you know, so-called sport washing the product of Saudi Arabia as a tourist entity or as a presence in the world, especially of sport. They are involved in Formula One, they're involved in golf. whatever about those accusations, this now has to be sold to the players, many of whom would have had human rights hearts in their, you know, not that many, mind you,
yeah.
but some of them would have had serious reservations about this. I think Colin Morikawa also has buckled against this straight away. He's one of the best world's best players. I love finding out about morning news like this on Twitter, is what his reaction was. And Ben Ann, who's a former BMW PGA Championship, he says, I'm guessing the LIV teams were struggling to get sponsors and the PGA Tour couldn't turn down the money. Win-win for both tours. But this is what he says at the end. It's a big lose for those who defended the tour for the last 2 years. Well, McIlroy being a key member of those. By the way, Phil Mickelson has said, awesome day for golf.
Well, my God. What is incredible here, and let me bring in Dr. Sean O'Connell, who's the lawyer from UCC. Evan says, by the way, by text, that men and blazers in the PGA were hypnotised by the dollar signs. I cannot believe that they kept this negotiation, which is millions and millions and millions of dollars. I don't know if we're going into billions here in terms of the
deal. We're going into
deal.
Territory. At the moment, the fees that have been paid out by LIV to players and in setting up the whole thing is in the territory of $2
billion. And my question to you, Sean O'Connell, lawyer, is if this is signed, sealed and delivered as a deal, is there any way it can be challenged?
Well, there's probably a few legal steps to overcome. One is they're currently, as Craig has outlined, both suing each other left, right and centre in Europe and the United States. So they're going to have to agree to settle all of them and untangle the web they've put there. But that's a little bit easier said than done, because we've had the PGA Tour and the DP Tour shouting at them about human rights abuses and, you know, how could you take this money? And the commissioner of the PGA Tour said some really strong things about connections to 9/11 and the Saudis. And then on the other side, you've got LIV Golf and the PIF who've been saying, you know, competition law, and they've been signing again, and now they're signing up to be in a monopoly. So these things are going to be somewhat challenging for them all to face down. But the biggest thing, like you've gone to, is it's already been signed. And that's the quirky thing about golf. Golf is a little bit different to most other sports. You know, if we look at rugby or soccer, there's this overall global governing body. Golf doesn't have that. Golf is a few different silos all around the world that can act somewhat autonomously. So there's not going to be the kind of governance oversight of FIFA. For all its ills, there will be a governance oversight of FIFA. Same with World Rugby and the Olympic movement.
It's an interesting point you make in terms of an overall regulator for golf. Who are the losers here in your opinion, Sean?
Well, I think the losers are, I think, as Craig's outlined, the players who stayed with the PGA Tour. They're the big losers here, ultimately. But the other losers, to be honest, everyone involved. They invested so much and they went to war and they had a huge PR battle and legal battles, only to turn around and say, actually, you know, we're all going to get on now. Couldn't they have done this 2 years ago? Wouldn't this have made perfect sense? And you know, the European Tour were on the way to doing this 2 years ago when LIV Golf broke out. So there's a big questions to be answered by a lot of people as to why have we ended up here. You know, the only people who've benefited are the LIV golfers and the lawyers.
Oh, for sure. And the lawyers always win, as you know, Sean. Declan says, the sheer greed of so-called sports people is turning me off. Nobody needs the millions they're given for kicking or hitting a ball. All this in a world where people who work hard, struggle to get basic necessities, and where millions barely exist day to day. Look, it's an incredible deal, and we'll see how it goes down. Greg Allen and Dr. Sean O'Connell, thank you both very much indeed.